This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU. I'm Carlos Morales, and with me, as always, is Ashley Bean Thornton. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So, Friday night, what do we got going on to kick off our week?
Well, I think one fun thing, if you're a fan of the Animal Birth Control Clinic, which hopefully everybody is, there's a nice little fundraiser tonight at Waldo's Coffee House, which is a little music venue at the Unitarian Universalist Church on 27th Street. Suggested $10 donation. The musician is going to be Richard Paul Thomas, who is an award-winning singer-songwriter guitarist. So that would be a great opportunity to go hear some live music for a good cause. And then speaking of live music, there's always a lot of live music going on downtown on a Friday night.
That's right.
The Chisholm Crossing website is a great place to find out what's happening downtown, music-wise.
Yeah, it's a great resource. And to really get your Saturday going, there's the Tough Enough Trail Run on Saturday morning. And, you know, some rugged terrain. And, you know, each of these trails are going to present their own challenges, narrow passageways and things like that. But, you know, the race day cost is $40. And they're going to have a 5K and a 10K at Woodway Park. And that kicks off at 8 Saturday morning. But, you know, if you don't want to do a trail run, but you still want to get some sort of activity, there's a free community yoga at the Yoga Pod out there on 5100 Franklin Avenue. It's BYOM, so bring your own mat. Yes.
And then also on Saturday at the library, the West Waco Library, which is over behind the Cotton Patch Restaurant, is a genealogy beginner's class.
Oh, cool.
So if you have always been interested in kind of trying to learn more about chasing down your family tree, this is a great opportunity to get a little free class about how to do that. It starts at 10:30 at the West Waco Library. And then also happening on Sunday, I think this sounds fun, at the Waco Civic Theater, Fancy Nancy the Musical. So it says, take a trip to the world of the fanciest, funniest kid to ever take the stage. So that should be a lot of fun at 2:30 at the Waco Civic Theater. Costs $7 and $10.
Also on Saturday is the China Spring Food Truck Festival. So they'll have 9 local food trucks and some live music and vendors and activities for kids. And that's going to be $5 at the gate.
Yep.
And that leads us into the week. So what's our week look like, Ashley?
Yeah, several neat things going on during the week. On Tuesday, a really good opportunity if you find yourself as the caregiver for a loved one, especially a loved one who's maybe showing signs of Alzheimer's or other kinds of dementia, it's important to get yourself a little bit of information about that. And on Tuesday at 1:30, from 1:30 to 4 o'clock at the Hot Cog, Heart of Texas Council of Governments building on New Road, there is going to be a class, Family Caregiver Education, Basics of Diagnosing and Disease Management. So there'll be a doctor there from the Hillcrest Senior Clinic to give a lot of good information about getting a diagnosis and managing the symptoms of Alzheimer's or other dementia. That's on Tuesday.
And also on Tuesday is, of course, the Tuesday's Farmer's Market. So if you just need to get your your weekly veggie fix or, you know, buy plants and succulents. That's what I did last weekend. you know, they'll be at their usual location on University Parks Drive from 3 to 7.
And another fun thing going on Tuesday is live music at Warren Park. There's a nice new amphitheater at Warren Park, which is on Old Temple Road in the Hewitt area. And Tuesday, Brett Hendricks will be performing. It's free and parking is free, and it starts at 7 o'clock.
And on Wednesday, there's going to be a discussion led by Matthew Whelan called The Witness of Oscar Romero. And Oscar Romero was this archbishop from El Salvador who was this real powerful voice against poverty and social injustice and all the other problems plaguing the country. And while he was alive, he was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And last year, he was beatified a martyr in the Catholic Church. So there will be a discussion about, you know, his life and his work. And that's going to be at 6:15 at Lakeshore Baptist Church.
Also, as we're headed into spring and summer, that's kind of a neat time to maybe take a continuing ed class, learn something fun. And class starts up at MCC Ballroom Dancing. If you have always wanted to learn how to foxtrot or waltz or swing or rumba or cha-cha, this is your opportunity. The ballroom dancing class, it's a couples class. It starts on Wednesday, May 25th and goes through July 27th. $89 a person, MCC continuing ed.
And, you know, speaking of those continuing ed type courses, the following day, Thursday, May 26th, there will be having a page to stage, creative writing and performance. So it's really a class that's geared towards helping you develop that, you know, creative writing process, you know, that creative writing process. And it's going to be $69 and it meets at MCC's campus. And that runs from May 26th to July 7th.
And then another neat thing going on Thursday, kind of a fun family thing. Christian Youth Theater is putting on their presentation of Willy Wonka Jr. So $10 online, $12 at the door. That will be happening at 9:15 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. on Thursday, and then some other performances on Friday and Saturday and even Sunday.
Very cool.
So that'll be something fun to do with the kiddos on Thursday. And then also Thursday is the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Pepper Museum. So good day to swing by and get yourself a Dr. Pepper float at the soda fountain and enjoy the museum. I'm sure they'll have some fun activities and specials going on that day, and you can get all the details on the website.
Well, thank you as always, Ashley, for stopping by, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Carlos.
For more information, visit actslocallywaco.org.